Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You are listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. We continue our summer reading show, highlighting some of the best debut novels that have hit shelves this year. And while school may be out, our next selection is a fun, intense drama that takes place on a college campus. The novel is called Vladimir, and the story is narrated by a tenured 50-something English professor at a small upstate New York college. Her husband, a fellow professor named John, has slept with former students over the years and is now facing a hearing on the allegations. Our narrator isn't upset about the infidelity. In fact, she and her husband have had an open marriage for years. She's also not really sure her husband did anything wrong. She believes that the students were women of consenting age, and for her, the power dynamic was likely part of the attraction. Plus, she says to herself, it wasn't explicitly against the rules back then. But things change with the arrival of a sexy, young, and married professor and an author, Vladimir Vladinsky. Vladimir gets under her skin and becomes the new focus of her attention and obsession. Kirkus calls Vladimir a remarkable debut. Author Julia Mae Jonas joined me to discuss the novel back in February, and I began our conversation by asking her to read a bit from the opening pages of the novel, which finds our narrator, she's staring at Vladimir, whom she has zip-tied to a chair. This is Julia Mae Jonas reading from Vladimir.
Vladimir snores lightly, a soft, soothing purr of a snore. It's a sweet, even sound. If I lived with him, if I were his little wife, I would wrap myself around him and let that snore lull me to sleep like the sound of a rushing ocean. I could tidy the cabin. The limes from our drinks are squashed on the counter. Our shoes in the mudroom point every which way. I could write more, work on my book. But instead, I want to sit and stare at the light as it moves across him. I am aware of this moment as a perfect example of liminality. I am living in the reality before Vladimir wakes. I wish some of my students who have a post-adolescent passion for literary terms were here. I am sure if they were, they could feel it, the no-placeness and no-timeness of now, the pulsing presence of this moment between moments.
What tone did you want to set for the audience with this opening? You let us know something wild from the top.
I think I wanted to send sense of expectation, obviously, a kind of sense of the sensuality of the narrator's voice. Mm-hmm. I wanted to position her as somebody who looked at the world almost in a literary way, who interpreted the world through stories. And in some ways, that's her way of interpreting the world. And that's also what gets her into trouble, I think, throughout the course of the book.
Yeah, when we meet her, where is she in her life?
When we meet her, she is a professor, long tenured professor at the small college that she works at. She is very popular, or has been until these accusations have come up against her husband. And she's come into some trouble with her students who are implicating her inside of this scandal, even though she feels as though it has nothing to do with her. And then she's also creatively stalled. She's been trying to write her third novel for 15 years, and has not been able to do so. So she's stuck in a number of ways.
One of her characteristics is that she's deeply concerned with her looks, especially her weight. But she's also concerned with other people's looks as well. But she's also a very serious academic. At one point, after being super vain about something, I think she goes and reads a bunch of New Yorkers or New York Review of Books to sort of balance it out in her mind. How does this push and pull affect our understanding of how she's going to live her life in the next few months?
I think one that was very interested in thinking about her was her coming of age at the time that she did, that she swam in a certain kind of water that she can't get herself out of. And that water, it affects her perception of her husband's infidelities. It affects her perception of herself and how she looks and the emphasis put on looks. It affects her perception of her students. And so I think I'm always very interested in how, even if we can't see it or can't acknowledge it, socialization works on us. even if we don't want it to. I think she really struggles with her vanity. I think she knows that if she was in a different place, that potentially she could get out of it. But it's something that just keeps pulling us back. And I think that was something I was interested in the novel, the ways socialization can pull us back, even as we can recognize it and are struggling to get out of it.
And it becomes important later on in the story. So that's why I wanted to touch on it. So she's married to John, also works in the English department. We learned there have been these accusations have come forth about him sleeping with students. And they're true. They're not really accusations. And this is where you really make a meal of campus politics and viewpoints and how they change over time. And this big question comes up. You touched on it. Will she be judged for her husband's actions? What were some of the other questions you wanted to explore around these ideas of campus politics?
I mean, you know, I feel like campus politics are kind of a microcosm for just politics, right? Mm-hmm. Like they're a small constructed reality in which we can experience all these different kinds of issues in this concentrated way. So that's why the campus felt so useful to talk about these things inside of. And I think I wanted to talk about consent. I wanted to talk about desire. I wanted to talk about power dynamics and sexual relationships. I wanted to talk about, again, socialization and how that makes us want who we want and how much of that is in our control. It's not really that clear. And so I felt like all of that I could explore inside of John's infidelities and the narrator's reaction to them.
So Vladimir is this 40-something new professor at the university. He's married to a memoirist named Cynthia, who's had mental health issues. They have a child, a 3-year-old. They're deeply in debt, we learn sort of into the book. There is initially something between Vladimir and our narrator, long before she ties him up, long before we get there. What is it?
What is their attraction? What's the nature of their attraction?
The initial nature, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think something that they both have in common is that they're both very, very susceptible to flattery, praise, and adoration. And so they're able to offer that up to each other. And by offering that up to each other, they further kind of perpetuate the sense of attraction. And I think for the narrator, you know, part of the reason she ties him up, without to give any spoilers, is that she's not sure if she can trust that from him, you know, the dynamic between them, because he's younger and she's older, is so confused in her mind and her eyes, given all of that perception she has about herself as an older woman and being less desirable, etc. You know, but I think it is about them. I think they mutually appreciate each other in a certain way, and I think they can feel that mutual appreciation. And I think they also connect on literary grounds. I think they're both very, very interested in writing and in literature, and they can share that with each other.
For him to end up tied in the chair, up in the chair, she has to make a lot of decisions. There are a lot of decision points.
Yes.
What keeps her propelling forward? Because there are several places where she could have just abandoned this plan.
I think this idea that propels her forward is this sense that she feels indignity and anger about no longer feeling like she's going to have power over anyone, you know, for the rest of her life. And I think that's what really keeps her going. And whether that's true or not, she's under this assumption that she will no longer be able to either through her charisma, through her looks, through her sexual attraction, she'll no longer be able to control someone. And there's something about that seed that I think keeps her moving through this series of bad decisions. And I think she's also fascinated with the idea of making a bad decision. This is someone who hasn't made any bad decisions and finds herself, you know, or not necessarily makes any bad decisions. She thinks kind of, I think, offensive thoughts. But she hasn't really done anything. And I think there's this almost this titillating allure about doing something wrong. And she crosses this threshold. And so I think that also plays a part into it.
My guess is Julia Mae Jones. The name of her novel is Vladimir. So a lot of the reviews I read of the book, New York Times, LA Times, they frame this book sort of around Me Too, as well as the current state of modern academic institutions and how people behave. First of all, how do you feel about that framing?
That's interesting. I feel as though it's there in the book, of course. And then I also feel as though the book is potentially more of a diagnosis than a prescription. This is a thing that's happening on campuses. And the book uses it as its background in a way to explore this character. And of course, a character is going to have perceptions about these things. And of course, in the book, because it's about sexual politics, is exploring sexual politics. But in terms of it being any sort of advocacy for or against Me Too, I think it actually, if you're close reading with the book, it stays away from that.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, have you gotten any Gen Z disappointing mail? I don't say hate mail, but you definitely shine a light on uncertain behaviors.
Yeah, I mean, I gave it to actually a couple of my students early on and said, what do you think? Is this okay or is this awful? And they said it was okay. And so I went with that trust of those particular students. And I haven't gotten anything explicitly yet, although, you know, who knows, I could in the future. But I'm quite sensitive, so I'll probably just try and shield myself from it.
Julia, when and how long did it take you to write this book? It's really fun. It's great. It's thought-provoking. I enjoyed it tremendously.
Thank you. I started it in March 2020. So I'm a playwright as a back. That's my background. And I had a bunch of theatrical projects canceled right as the pandemic was happening. It was just one phone call after the next of things being canceled. And I felt like I needed to write. I couldn't write for theater. I had this character. She was from another play, but I was just really thinking about her quite a lot. And so I started to write her in prose, and it unfolded very naturally, potentially as an act of, you know, salvation for myself. I needed something to work on, and she gave me an outlet to make and explore this other form, which I then, you know, fell in love with.
Do you think you'll write another novel or going back to playwriting, or can they coexist for you?
I have some plays coming up in 2023, and I'm also working on another novel. So hopefully we can find a balance between the two forms moving forward.
That was my conversation with author Julia Mae Jonas about her debut novel, Vladimir.